I'll just chat with Miles Johnson now. A word coming out to Miles that you're going to head to the University of Victoria and play on their golf team, and we're going to get to that. But before we do, you know, your start to, in the game and your road to college, I guess, how did it all get started for you?
Yeah, I started when I was young, and we went camp. We camped up in Memorial Lake, and so I started early on there, and then kind of during COVID is when I got a passion for the game and really got into it then, and then just got better and better as the years went on, and yeah, that's it.
For sure. So when did you realize that, you know, because you have to get into it competitively before you're going to play college, so do you kind of remember when you first got into the MJT and started coming to provincials?
Last year was my first whole season of tournaments, and then 2 years ago I played, I think, 3 MJTs, and 3 years ago I played 1, so kind of pretty new into it, but yeah, this year I'll play in a lot of the big events, and I love competing, so yeah, it's pretty fun.
So do you consider this last couple of years, like, what have you done to, you know, to really elevate your game, to go from, you know, not even, you know, playing a lot of tournaments to, you know, now college in such a short term?
I think just playing every day, and like, I basically play all day every day, so doing that obviously helped a lot. And like 3 years ago I averaged in the 90s, and like, I'll use Moon Lake as an example. That MJT, the first year I played in it, I shot 97 93, and then 2 years ago I was 77 77, and then last year I was 71 68, so made some big jumps over the years, and I think it's just from playing every day and having fun with the game.
Yeah, if you're going to be out there every day, you got to love it. And that's a big part of it as well, no matter what sport or even discipline, right, of any kind. It could be drama or whatever. So you eventually, you know, you think you're going to go to college. How did the process go, and why University of Victoria? Because I'm sure there was a couple other options for you.
I don't know. I kind of, like, started looking at colleges 2 years ago when I first got, like, started to notice I was getting really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then I reached out to colleges right away and kind of looked at kind of everything from like D1 to D3 to NAIA, and Victoria seemed like the best fit. And then also I wanted to use golf as a way to get education. So Victoria is a top 100 ranked school in the world, so they have a good program there for me and good golf team. So I think it's perfect.
Another nice thing about it is, too, you're just kind of telling me ahead of time, and I just sort of know this just from following the schedule of the other kids playing college golf. You get to do it out in, you know, Western Canada, and eventually maybe university championships on national level here in Canada, but also get to play against, you know, some places in the States and travel a little bit down there. So it's kind of the best of both worlds that way.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that part of it, because staying in Canada and getting the Canadian schooling is nice, and then also competing in the States is something I was looking for, and I get to play all year round there, so yeah, it'll be perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. Classroom, obviously, very important. I think I saw in the post it was commerce. Correct me if I'm wrong there, but I guess kind of,
yeah.
What does the classroom and post school look like for Miles Johnson?
I don't really know yet what I want to do. So, and a business degree, I know there's a lot of jobs out there, so I'll probably figure it out during college. And right now, all I like to do is golf, so, like, I don't know. I'm hoping that works out, but I'm sure I'll figure it out after I'm done university.
Well, and golf is a business, so there'll always be room for you. You're working at Warman right now and playing lots, I think, gearing up for this season. Is Scotia Wealth first on the list, or I guess maybe there was an MJT. I haven't dived that close into the standings, but what's the summer look like for you and your goals?
Yeah, next week will be my first tournament in Swift, and then, yeah, I'll be going to Scotia Wealth, and I'll play in Moon Lake again this year, and then the Next Gen, which is in Nipawin, and then the Am and Juniors, and then hopefully both the Canadian Am and Canadian Juniors, so, and then after that, off to college.
Yeah, I would expect those to be the goals. Well, awesome stuff. One last thing. I know there's, you know, a lot of people helped you get to where you're going to go here, and so I'll give you a chance to say some thanks. And they probably start with, you know, mom and dad.
Yeah, obviously I couldn't do it without them. So my mom and dad are a huge help. And then I'd also like to thank Phil and Patty Jonas. They've elevated my game to the next level, and I definitely couldn't have done it without them. And then Grant Eklundboom and Davidson Matysik, here at the Legends, they've done so much for me, and they're always helping out and teaching me new things every day. So, yeah, just thanks to all of them.
Yeah, perfect. The future is bright. You guys are kind of like the kids. One of them played hockey and the other one went to college golf. It looks like, you know, Trey's doing well out in Kelowna, and you're going to take college golf route. So kind of some similarities there.
Well, we grew up playing hockey together, so I think we're both athletes and we like to compete. And then I just found a passion for golf and kind of doing my own thing now. So I think a big thing is just my parents. They're supporting whatever we want to do and have the opportunity to do whatever we love. So I'm really grateful for that. And then, yeah.
Yeah, no, for sure. You know, it's good stuff. Congratulations. We obviously love to see you here at Golf Saskatchewan. And we'll see you, I guess, at the Scotia Wealth before the juniors down the Zip Current.
Yeah. Thanks, Clark.